You want to know what burns my fucking ass? This is Chris Johnson. I'm a big sports fan. I used to do sports on the fucking radio. I like baseball, football, hockey, basketball, pretty much fucking anything. I have a passing interest in it. And right now, football playoffs, baby. I'm really fucking jacked up about it. There's also a lot of talk here in Buffalo about a brand new stadium for the Bills. And this is the source of my fucking anger. These talks have been going on for months, and I try to pay as little attention to this shit as possible because it just makes me fucking angry. I just get fucking agitated listening to this fucking horseshit. Not that I don't want the Bills to have a new stadium, but because fucking billionaires own this fucking team. And billionaires own basically every fucking team. You can't fucking buy a professional sports franchise unless you're a fucking billionaire. Unless you're one of these rich motherfuckers that wipes their ass with hundreds, has fucking yachts and all this shit, or you're part of some like huge fucking ownership group like fucking A-Rod with like the fucking Timberwolves. But even so, like, that motherfucker's not poor. All these motherfuckers got money. They got big time fucking money. They got more money than common assholes like you and me that we can't even fucking imagine how much fucking money they fucking have. You have no fucking concept of how much a fucking $1 billion is. And in these fucking reports, you see shit about how public money is going to be used to build the fucking stadium. It's going to cost like $1 billion probably to build a fucking stadium. I don't know why. I guess that's the fucking going rate. Who fucking knows? And they're going to build it in my fucking backyard. The stadium's just a few miles from my place. I fucking run by there. It's close enough for my ass to fucking run to. And they're talking about building it there in downtown. Like, fuck, who cares? Build it wherever the fuck you want to build it. I don't care. But I care about this public money shit. Why the fuck should I, common asshole Chris Johnson, pay for the fucking stadium? Terry Pegula and his wife are worth $5.7 billion fucking dollars. You can't fucking spend less than a fifth of your fucking worth on a goddamn stadium? Are you shitting me? Why the fuck should I pay for your fucking stadium? Why the fuck is it that anytime a rich asshole wants something, wants fucking money for a public stadium, everybody just drops down on their fucking knees, gets fucking rug burns on their knees from blowing these fucking assholes? They can't fucking wait to hand these fucking rich motherfuckers their fucking money. Why? Let him fucking build his own goddamn stadium. These same fucking people who don't give a shit about giving money to these rich assholes, they fucking shit on like programs like fucking welfare and fucking unemployment shit. If you're poor and you're taking money from the government or from the state, it's a fucking handout. You're a fucking moocher asshole. But if you're a fucking billionaire, apparently that's good business. If you're a billionaire and you take advantage of the system, that's fucking a sign of your intelligence or some such shit. Why the fuck are we defending billionaires here? It makes no fucking sense. You want a fucking stadium for your fucking team? Pay for the fucking stadium. The fucking excuses that people make for these guys. Like, I've seen this shit. They're like, well, you know, yeah, sure, he's worth $5.7 billion, but it's liquid. He's got that money in assets. He doesn't have that money just lying around in cash. You think I give a fuck? Fucking figure it out. If I fucking want something, if I want a fucking car, I can't just go to the fucking government and be like, yo, dude, I want a new fucking car. Can you float a little cash my way? I gotta go fucking get a loan and do fucking grown-up bullshit. Why the fuck can't billionaires do grown-up bullshit? Sell some of your fucking liquid assets or whatever the fuck it is and get a fucking billion for a new fucking stadium. This motherfucker was worth like in the $4 billion range in 2019, and now he's worth almost $6 billion. Owning these fucking sports teams is making this motherfucker richer, and he still wants fucking public money for a fucking stadium. Think about how fucking insane that is. So we build the fucking stadium. Then we have to buy a ticket to get into the fucking stadium. We gotta pay for fucking concessions. We still gotta pay for fucking parking. Asshole, if I build the goddamn thing, I should fucking get in for free. If I build a fucking house, I don't have to be charged fucking admission every time I walk through the fucking door. There was one fucking proposal from a story back in like August that it was gonna be 100% public funded. Like, we'd pay for the whole fucking thing. So we pay for fucking everything. So you're a fucking billionaire. We pay for everything. And then you collect all the money from fucking ticket revenues and parking and concessions and fucking merchandise sales. Is that how this fucking works? What a fucking system we got here. And some people wonder why the fucking wealth gap is so fucking big. Like, people look at billionaires like they're these fucking geniuses. They're not fucking geniuses. They're average everyday assholes who stumbled into fucking money in a lot of cases. Luck has a lot to fucking do. Probably more than fucking anything luck has to do with how people get what they get or where people get where they get. A lot of people like to fucking ignore that shit. That's fucking insane. Those people just like to suck the dick and lick the fucking boots of the fucking rich and powerful. Like, listen to some of these assholes. They're dicks. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just fucking rich children with a lot of fucking money. They stumbled into it, and people are like, well, man, he worked really hard for his money. Like, what did he do the last 2 years? He owned a team the last 2 years. And I don't even really have a problem with the Pegulas. Like, I fucking like that they bought the Bills and the Sabres. They got a lot of fucking money. The Bills are good now. The Bills sucked fucking balls for years before these pieces of shit came along. I mean, they fucking lit the Sabres franchise on fire, so I kind of fucking hate him for that. You took a franchise that was kind of middling around, and you're like, you know what? Let's just fucking throw this right into the goddamn sea. But, like, I don't have, like, a personal problem with these assholes. I got a personal fucking problem with the fact that I'm supposed to pay for their shit. You don't pay for my shit. We can't even get, like, fucking infrastructure and healthcare passed in this fucking country. But, like, the second a fucking billionaire wants money for a fucking stadium, we can't fucking wait to give it away. And then if you fucking question it, like if I said this shit on the fucking radio I used to work with, people would be like, you don't want the fucking Bills to stay? No, I want the Bills to stay. I'm just saying that, like, I shouldn't build their stadium and then have to pay to get in the fucking stadium. If I build the fucking stadium and I can go watch games for free, the fucking fine. I'm all fucking for it. But the fucking team plays games here like 8 to 9 times a year for a fucking $1 billion. Kiss my fucking ass, dude. It's fucking corporate welfare, for Christ's sake. Maybe a little different than corporate welfare, but it's the same fucking concept. Big fucking corporations, big billionaire assholes getting whatever the fuck they want. They have the fucking world and they fucking want more. They want fucking everything. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode's there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck. I'm on Twitter, that is at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram, that is at maybe 5 minutes. And you can catch the podcast on my Facebook timeline. So just fucking log on, I guess.